It's time for Ireland's only interactive podcast, the multi-award-winning Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
Just you. You're, as they say, as David Attenborough.
But,
if David, I want to describe you in one word, okay?
You want to describe me in one word, okay. Yeah? Come on.
Actually, we get the listeners to do it as well and see if it's different to the word I have. I have a word for you.
Which is?
I've never said it to your face.
Ah, you speak behind my back.
No, obviously, Jesus. But what other way is there to speak about someone?
So hang on, we speak every day, yeah?
Yeah, yeah, that's all good, by the way. Yeah.
On this award-winning podcast, yeah, we speak every single day.
Podcast has won 0 awards.
We did one. There it is, there.
Before you...
That's it, there.
I want to get the liquors involved in this one, just for a second.
Come on, what is it?
If you were to describe Adrian in one word, what would it be?
Talented.
This is for... No, you don't. You don't use the word to describe yourself. It's other people. How other people view you. So this is for the lickers who are listening to this as we record it live. If you were to describe Adrian in one word, what would that word be? Send it in now. Just one word. Okay.
You can comment in the comment section on our Facebook page, or you can WhatsApp us 0858252626.
Oh, here's Damien. Here's Damien straight. Damien. I can't even say that word. Enigmatic.
I don't even know what that means.
I don't know what that word means.
I have no idea. I'll Google it and see.
But I'm sure it doesn't describe you.
Well, you never know. Let's have a look. Enigmatic. What does that actually mean? Enigmatic means difficult to interpret or understand. Mysterious.
No, the word I have is much better for Adrian. Hollywood, says Jess. Hollywood. Paul Brady,
yep,
who sang that song Babylon. That was David Gray. For the Paul Brady sing. It's great that we have celebrities, isn't it?
Paul Brady sang lots of songs.
You can name one of them. Okay, we'll come back to that one.
Yeah, we can't think of any.
Catherine says gentle. No, Catherine, that's a word I would never use to describe Adrian. Never use the word gentle. Anyway, the word I have for you that I've only ever used behind your back.
Sorry, there are other words here. Brilliant.
I know. No, there's not. Stop making words that didn't even come in.
Diane, there. No, brilliant. No.
She's a licker.
Catherine, a gentleman.
A gentleman.
Paul Brady,
by the way,
sound.
By the way, it's one word. One word. Why are people adding 6 words? It's one word. Can you ticks not follow us? It was simple instruction. One word to describe Adrian. If you were to sum up Adrian in one word, what would the word be? Hey, people that can't follow instructions.
Okay,
So the word that I have for you...
Here.
Jesus.
Legend.
Is this Suck Adrian's Dick Show?
You asked for a word.
Oh, no, I'm actually, because I thought it was going to be all negative.
And Michelle, no, because the negative... If we started saying one word to describe you, we'll see negativity. Legend for having to put up with Jeremy's stories.
That's 8 words now. We're just looking for one word.
No, legend. Legend is the word.
Okay.
Elaine said that word as well.
Okay. And the word I have for Adrian that I only ever use behind is...
Emma.
What?
Baldus.
Oh, yeah. Now we're getting there. Now we're getting to the crux of the conversation.
Baldus.
Yeah, yeah. Because that was pretty much what I was going to say. By the way, that's 2 words, Emma.
Well, she actually put it in one word.
I literally asked for one word. How are people so thick that they can't... The word I have for Adrian that I always say behind his back and I'm going to say to his face now, you're an invertebrate.
An invertebrate?
An invertebrate. If David Attenborough was sitting here...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which he's not.
Well, we'd actually need a toilet in the room.
Why?
He's very old. He wouldn't be able to walk down the stairs to go to the Jacks. I'd say he's at the stage now where... Would he be incontinent?
Jesus, that's an awful thing to say about...
That's a fair...
About a broadcasting legend.
No, he is a broadcasting legend, but is that not a fair...
You're saying he couldn't come in here without a nappy on? Is that what you're saying?
That's pretty much... At his age!
What about his age?
I'll be wearing diapers in another 10 years,
you probably will.
I would. Anyway, if...
Sorry, there's another one saying, describe me as Superman... For putting up with you.
So if David Attenborough was sitting here, or Richard Attenborough, which Attenborough?
David.
He'd go, we have gone to the wild of Port Monarch to investigate the species known as Kennedy.
Jesus Christ, where is this going?
This invertebrate. So you're invertebrate, you haven't got a spine. You haven't got a spine. You're spineless.
Well, clearly I do have a spine.
You're a spineless,
no.
Weak.
No,
weak man.
No.
You're a weak man. You're spineless.
Now let's turn that on its head then.
No, not finish the conversation. You're the type of person.
I don't want to listen to you.
You're the type of person, and we might talk about this at some later stage.
No, we won't.
If you were sitting on a bus.
I'm going to cut you off now.
That's spineless.
No, it's not. That shows great power. It shows great... I'm going to treat you like Trump treated Zelensky. You don't have the cards.
You're just going to shut me off.
Yeah, there you go. Now, you're ladies and gentlemen, text in a word that describes Jeremy.
You're a spineless
one word.
Man.
One word that describes Jeremy.
He is a spine.
Oh, you're getting cut off again. I love this power, actually. This power gives me...
The power.
Yeah, it does.
Because I have big news, by the way, and we're taking up too much time with this.
Okay, sorry, let's just read a few words for to describe Jeremy, yeah?
Yeah.
Are you ready? The first one in...
By the way, I just want to say to the lickers, yeah? I'm not here to be liked. That's not my gig. I don't want to be liked. You're different, Adrian. You've always...
Mouthpiece.
Oh, no, I like that one. Here's the thing about you. You always want to be liked by the public, don't you? You love being liked by the public.
I don't mind being liked, yeah.
I love being hated by the public. That's the difference.
You pox.
What's this, 1992? You pox.
Yep. Muppet.
Okay, yeah.
Oh, Anthony describes Jeremy as compassionate. I've never seen any compassion out of you.
That comment's a bit far right, isn't it? Yeah.
Words to describe Jeremy. Amazing. Who sent that in?
I love this stuff coming out. I'm glad we did it now. I'm glad we did it.
A Cluppet. Did you ever hear of a Cluppet?
No.
It's a clown and a Muppet combined. You are a Cluppet.
What is it?
It's a clown.
Like a spork.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. A clown and a Muppet combined. It's a Cluppet.
Ladies and gentlemen, this shows you how sad my life is. I bought a set of sporks at the weekend in Home Store and More. I was delighted with myself. So I went into Home Store and More to get a topper.
Yeah.
Because they sell them in Home Store and More. Have you got a topper?
And they're gone. I do,
Have you got a topper? Yeah. What do you use your topper for?
What do you use your topper for?
Well, your topper. Are you talking about you know what a topper is?
A mattress topper.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yours is waterproof because you pee the bed because you're old.
No,
age.
I don't. I
yeah,
don't.
You do. Yeah,
I don't.
You do. There's room.
Swine ball.
Okay, stop with the insults now. Anyway, I was in Home Store and More buying a topper for the mattress the other day, and they were selling sporks, and I bought a set of sporks. Now, what do I do with sporks?
Who needs them?
Oh, yeah, I've never had one in my life.
But do what?
I don't know. What do you use them for?
Nothing.
What do you use a spork for?
Well, they're a spoon and a fork.
Yeah, but what do you use them for?
I don't know. Why did you even buy them?
What?
Why did you buy them?
To say I have sporks, but now I don't know what to do with them. Like, what do you use? What do you
I
eat?
Don't know.
What do you eat with a spork?
Everything and anything.
No, but you couldn't have soup with a spork.
Bobblehead.
Okay, we're moving on.
Perverted.
I have to tell you a story, ladies and gentlemen. And it's a very delicate story. You just stop looking up insults about me, please?
No, they're coming in.
Yeah. Lickers. Sorry, you see, you're not reading out the positive ones. Jeremy is the best part of the show.
No, prepared.
There, look, from Angela. That's six words, but I'll accept that. I'll accept the six words.
So go on, quickly. Come on, we have to get on with this show.
So, I found out something at the weekend, and I may be about to become a father again.
Ooh.
Jesus, don't sound...
I thought that was all dealt with.
So did I. Things can happen.
So you're going to become a dad again?
Yeah, this is the God honest truth. You think I'm winding you up?
Yeah.
This is the God honest truth. So I was going through my wife's drawers on Friday, on Friday evening, looking for something in particular. I was actually looking for a fob for the car park.
Okay, yeah, very good.
And I couldn't find it. I said to my wife, my lovely wife, where's the fob for the car park? She said, I think it's in my top drawer of my bedroom cabinet, which can charge phones. My bedroom cabinet can charge phones. If you leave your phone on top of my bedroom locker like that, it'll charge.
Wow.
Fucking amazing.
Hello?
Hang on. Who's on the phone?
Hello? Yeah, it's 2015 on the phone for you.
Yeah.
Bedside lockers have had chargers on them since time began.
Don't think they have. Anyway, I opened my missus's drawer. And no joke, this is no joke, by the way. And inside the drawer, and the reason I'm whispering, well, actually, there's no point in me whispering. If she hears it, she hears it.
Whether you whisper it or not.
Whispering it is not going to change.
You may as well shout it out.
No, but why am I whispering it? But in the drawer, in the top drawer of her bedside locker, which, by the way, can charge phones. It's amazing.
Yeah, yeah.
I found a pregnancy testing kit.
Ooh.
And the pregnancy testing kit had one line going through it. Yeah, it's been a few years since you had to put
I know all that. But hang on, you're shooting blanks.
That's a disgusting thing to say.
But you are.
That's absolutely disgusting.
You got it all chopped apart.
Nothing got chopped. Nothing
got
chopped.
You got it cut.
Little Jeremy is getting...
No, but you got the tubes cut.
What?
You got your little... So what I'm hearing is... That your missus may be pregnant, but you're not the father.
That's a disgusting thing to say. That's actually a disgusting thing to say. I want you to take that back.
But your vasectomy worked well, didn't it?
They don't always work. So anyway, I found, this was on Friday evening, and I went through the drawer and I found the pregnancy kit, and it had the line going through it. And I Googled it to make sure.
So then what?
That that's correct.
You're still whispering, by the way.
So for the whole of Friday and Saturday, I didn't know how to... Is broach the word?
Yeah, broach the subject. No, broach the subject. Yeah.
It's a stupid word, actually.
Yeah.
Broach is the thing my mother used to, or my granny used to wear on her...
Did you bring it up?
Her left tit or her right tit.
Did you bring the whole thing up?
But I didn't know how to bring it up. I was like, why is she...
I saw a pregnancy test that seemed positive in your top drawer.
Because she had it in the top drawer, I thought that she doesn't want me to know.
Maybe it's an old one.
Friday went.
Yeah.
And she was being awkward as well. So there was something going on. And Saturday went. And still didn't know what to do. And I'm shitting bricks here. Because I'm too old to be a father.
But you sure you are?
Sorry?
You're too old to be the other three.
It's funny, they always say that as well.
There you go.
Daddy, why can you not get out of the bed without creaking? Dad, can you play football with me? Oh, my back is fucked. I don't say fucked to the kids. So, Kathleen says, was it a COVID test? I know the difference between a COVID test
and a pregnancy
and
test.
A COVID test.
So, come on, will you?
So, the whole of Saturday, didn't know what to say.
Yeah, yeah, the whole,
Sunday, she knew there was something up with me because I wasn't eating. You have no idea the impact this had on my mental health, my soul, on my body. The thoughts of becoming a father now is just...
I know, and 38 is very old.
Can you imagine having to change diapers? Well, you can imagine. You change your own diapers every day.
I don't, Jeremy.
But can you imagine having to change diapers again? Can you imagine night feeds?
No, it's a simple answer to that.
Can you imagine me having to carry a baby?
No.
Just can't.
Are you having a baby or not?
So on Sunday, the kids were out playing.
Yeah.
And I decided to approach the subject and sat her down. And I said, I wasn't snooping through your drawers, but I found a pregnancy testing kit in your top drawer.
What's that about?
Do you want to tell me about something? She says, no, you didn't. So I didn't put it there and denied it. So I brought her in by the hand into the bedroom and I opened the drawer, pulled it and says, ha-ha! Exhibit A.
Yeah, yeah.
And she said, that's from Luke. That's 11 years old, you spa. She didn't use the word spa because that word is not allowed in her house. But my God, why is she keeping it? Do women keep old pregnancy testing kits?
Well, I never heard of it before, but obviously.
Why would you keep an old pregnancy testing kit? Why do women collect shite?
So it was the pregnancy test that confirmed that she was pregnant with your young fella.
Yeah, and he's now like...
Nearly grown man,
getting married next week. But why would she keep that? Why would you keep something like that?
A memento, I suppose.
Anyway, she opened her box then.
Right.
And you will not believe what else she has kept.
Go on.
She has the umbilical cord.
Stop it now.
Yeah. The umbilical cord from all three babies.
Yeah.
Now... They're all withered. And
yeah, of course they are. That's manky,
Does any woman, before I go on with this conversation and end this conversation,
yeah.
Is there any woman listening that still has her umbilical cord?
That is disgusting.
And it has the clamp.
Stop it now.
But because the Luke's umbilical cord, is about 11 years old now. So it's all withered and you know what it looks like? It looks like, you know, when you walk in muddy puddles. And your laces get all covered in mud and it looks like a worn lace, basically covered in mud. Is there any woman
that is disgusting.
That still has their umbilical cord?
The only part of my daughter's pregnancy and having a baby that she couldn't cope with.
So you were pregnant with your daughter, what are you talking about?
The only part she found impossible to deal with was the young fella's...
So you're not talking about your daughter's birth, you're talking about the pregnancy.
Yeah.
Because Adrian's daughter is now...
You know the way the belly button stays on and there's a little clamp on it and all that?
Yeah.
She wasn't able to deal with that at all, she couldn't even look at it.
Okay, Kathy has been on, Kathy Tear, yeah?
Yeah.
Or maybe Kathy No Tears, depends. She says, I still have my children's tests and cords.
Oh my God.
But all I kept thinking of when I saw my wife's pregnancy, she pissed on that.
Yeah, it's not very clean, is it?
No, there has been an awful smell of piss in her bedroom. I was blaming it on the cat.
So the bottom line is, you're not going to be a dad again.
No, I'm not.
Thank God for that.
So it's okay. But if anything is going to put this, if you want to put the scare up your fella, ladies, leave a pregnancy testing kit just somewhere around the house.
Just for the hell of it.
Just for the hell of it. Just to see how they react to it.
Anyway,
Diane has never heard of a umbilical cord. What the fuck?
Really?
Diane, you literally had one. There's not one person
that didn't have one
listening to this. Oh no, Adam and Eve didn't have one.
Oh yeah, they just came along.
Was it Adam and Steve or Adam and Eve?
Either or. No, that just has to gross me out now.
What did?
Umbilical cords and clamps and...
Yeah, Calvin Harris last week, according to Jess, uploaded a picture of his girlfriend's placenta. Did you see the placenta?
No.
Yeah, yeah. Now, in fairness, it didn't look, I thought a placenta would look like, what's that Spanish dish with the rice and the prawns? Ah, you get it in the big pot.
Oh, paella.
I thought placenta looked like paella.
Yeah, but it doesn't.
That it was a huge, it's only the size of like, it's only the size of your thumb. Like, it's not, placenta isn't big.
Isn't it?
No.
Yeah. Opinions Matter. Opinions Matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon.
I just watched, by the way, on my way out here in the car, I was listening to a podcast, an interview with Bonnie Blue.
Oh, yes, the porn girl.
Yeah.
Who had a go with 1,000 men.
It was 100, wasn't it? Oh, no, it was 1,000.
Yeah.
1,000.
Yeah.
Yeah, just listen to it in the car on the way. She's a fascinating individual.
What's fascinating about her?
Just fascinating.
What, she loves to ride?
Yeah, it's just, I can't put my finger on her.
Man, you probably could if you... She was sitting beside you. She lets everybody put their fingers on her.
Ah, stop. Stop. Don't judge the woman.
No,
don't
she
judge,
does.
Don't judge the woman.
Sorry, how many people do you know have...
What do you all think of Bonnie Blue, by the way? Those of you listening to this podcast, what's your opinion?
Does everybody know who Bonnie Blue is?
Of course it is. She must know. She must... here. Our what? Male listeners, and just looking at the two first people there, they definitely know who she is. They would definitely... I'd say they've even subscribed. I want to hate her.
You want to hate her, yeah.
I find the job she does, well, it's not a job, I find it disgusting what she does.
Mm.
I saw clips of the gangbang video. Did you see the clips of it?
No, I haven't seen actually any.
And it's you just see these, so it's in a building, and you've all these... Now, the thing I don't like, and I'm jumping from Billy to Jack here.
By the way, nothing unusual.
Billy and Jack were two of the first lads that had a go.
Yeah, they were, yeah, and they were the last two as well. There was thousands of them.
There was 1,000 Billys and 1,000 Jacks. And you see in the video, and you see them all queuing up on the stairs with their dicks in their hands, just waiting to like. I feel sorry.
So you want to hate her?
I want to hate her, but I actually feel sorry for her.
Why?
I think she has a mental disorder. I think you have to have a mental disorder to, after listening to that podcast with her. There has to be a screw loose, doesn't there?
If it was a bloke and a bloke had a queue of 1,000 women outside the door waiting for him, in they came.
Yeah.
Nobody would even bat an eyelid.
Straight away, Luke has been on, not my Luke.
Well, I'm glad to hear that.
Lovely, lovely name you have, Luke. Luke says, these comments always come in about people like, but she's been rogered more times than a policeman's radio.
Oh, I like that expression, actually. It's good.
Because policemen, obviously...
Roger.
And Roger is... I see where you're going, Luke. Roger is also the slang word for being rogered.
Yes,
she has been rogered a lot of times, but she's a very rich woman.
Amanda says, I turned her documentary on and I turned it off after 10 minutes. I wasn't expecting to see her getting gangbanged. Now, that was more than a gangbang now, in fairness.
Yeah, but they weren't all at the same time. It wasn't 1,000 men at the same time.
No, the queue was out the door.
Yeah, the queue was out the door. Like, what sort of man...
actually signs up for that?
Yeah, and I'm going to defend her from this. A lot of people, when you see online... Oh, here, there are more coming in. There's more... She's had more sausage than a butcher shop.
Not bad, yeah, not bad.
Says Jessica. Well, in fairness, Jessica, she's had more sausage than you have.
But how do you know?
She's a lesbian.
I know, but...
No sausage. Literally no sausage.
Oh, no, I think...
By the way, I have a new favourite sausage. We'll come to that in a second.
Oh, really?
Game
changer of a sausage.
They're better, all better off. So remember I was talking about Old House in a couple of weeks ago?
Yeah, yeah.
And saying Old House and they're the only way to go.
They're gone in the bin, are they?
They're gone in the bin. I have a new favourite sausage. I won't tell you yet. Let's keep them hooked. Keep let the listenership go up.
Really, that's gonna work.
What is your favourite sausage? Okay, I'll tell you. It's Clonakilty.
Oh, they're gorgeous. They're absolutely gorgeous.
Oh my God, Clonakilty sausages, guys.
Yeah, they are.
They're really where it's at.
Have you only discovered Clonakilty sausages?
I couldn't even tell you where Clonakilty is. What's
in Cork? It's in Cork.
Oh, it's a place in Ireland.
Obviously,
I didn't know that was a
Clonakilty.
No, I thought it was like the.
Does it sound like it's in Belgium?
I thought it was the Scandinavian place.
Clonakilty.
Clonakilty, yeah.
No.
I didn't know it was in Cork.
It is in County Cork. Beautiful village.
There's more coming in. She's been banged more times than a blind man's toe. Because a blind man doesn't know where he's going. So there's another one that is very, very inappropriate. And it's actually quite funny, but I can't say it. She's been... I'll give you the first part of it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's not funny. Why can't we make jokes anymore?
Oh, it's a joke that's going to offend somebody?
Oh, it would offend people, yeah.
Well, then don't say it.
But it's actually, I find it, oh no. Okay, the first part, I'll give you the first part. But I can't give you the second part.
Okay,
I'd literally be cancelled, okay?
Okay, go on.
And you'd be cancelled because you even know me.
Okay,
but
go on.
Even looking at me, be cancelled. She's been rattled more times than can't say the rest.
Okay, now I'm going to switch off your mic. Now say the rest. Oh, you definitely can't say that.
No. You certainly can't.
You cannot say that.
You can.
Ah, you can't.
Everybody's allowed to free speech. Free speech, Ed.
Roy Chubby Brown wouldn't even say that.
Roy Chubby Brown.
You know that mad comedian that just offends everybody.
So maybe 30 years ago.
Ah, yeah, but you know, you definitely couldn't say that.
Can you not say it?
No.
But she has.
She's been rattled more times than, oh yeah, Jesus Christ.
But why can't you? Free speech.
Huh?
Free speech.
No, I mean, I've other careers going on. I've fingers in other
literally,
pies.
The only reason,
I'd be cancelled.
The only reason, and I want to stress this for all you ladies and gentlemen listening to this podcast, he doesn't even like you guys, first of all. He
what?
Doesn't like any one of you. Thinks you're all lickers, okay?
I met Jessica last week. She was lovely.
You said she was smelly.
No, I didn't say that.
He doesn't like any of you, okay? Hates you all.
Hello, I like Diane.
And the only reason that he's doing this podcast is because his career is in the shitter. Thank you.
But that's actually not true.
Oh, it is. It is true. She's been rattled more times. Anyway,
you can't say that.
I didn't want to even
talk. You literally can't say it.
I didn't want to even.
So let's go back to the sausages. How have you suddenly discovered Clonakilty sausages all these years?
Sausages are boring. Bonnie Blue is more interesting.
Well, I'm done with Bonnie Blue. There's nothing more to say.
I feel sorry for her. I really do. But she said something in the podcast I was just listening to that made me puke in my mouth.
Which was?
She said, and this is true, you can look this up. She said, oh, Paul thinks he has it. She's been rattled more times than the beggar's tin.
No, it wasn't that.
So hang on, I have a tin here, hang on.
No.
I was actually, true story, ladies and gentlemen, speaking about beggars, disgusted that... We used to just have Irish beggars in Ireland, and that was a problem, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
But now we have beggars of all nationalities in Dublin. Have you noticed? Have you been in?
I have noticed.
I was on Grafton Street, actually South Ann Street. I was going into Zara to buy some summer clothes for next year. You get them in the sales, so I always buy a year behind.
Okay, go on.
Yeah, like I bought Christmas decorations in January that I'll use this Christmas.
You tight bastard.
And everything's a year ahead in my house. Yeah?
No, that's just cheapskate.
No. So I've bought my summer clothes for 2026. By the way, just want to let you lads know khaki is big in 2020. Oh, no, it won't be.
No.
Because the clothes I've just bought are 2025.
Obviously.
So they're going to be out of
date next year.
For fuck's sake. That's why I got them for half price. Anyway, I was on South Ann Street buying my a lovely pair.
Oh, somebody actually knows the answer to that, by the way. I'm shocked to say.
Do they?
Yeah.
Well, they may not, because I haven't said it. Anyway, I was in by my khaki, lovely khaki suit I've got. Trousers, blazer, shirt, all khaki.
Oh, I see Bertie Ahern.
I actually look like Nicky Byrne when I tried them on yesterday. My wife said I looked like Nicky Byrne on his wedding day. Did you see Nicky Byrne on his wedding day?
I did, yeah.
Ridiculous looking.
Go on, anyway. You wouldn't say that to his face.
You listening, Nicholas? Anyway, I was on South Ann Street, and I was getting money out of the ATM machine, and put the card into the ATM machine. The next minute, I hear beside me... And it's not an Irish beggar. No, I don't have a problem what country you're from if you're begging.
So why are you even mentioning all this?
Because I'm just saying he appeared to be Italian.
Italian?
Yeah, Italian. Because he says, have you all got the money? Have you all got the money? And I said, I don't. That's the reason I'm going to the ATM machine. And the ATM machine does not give out spare change. It should, really. You should be able to get 10 euro 50 cent out of an ATM machine. Yeah?
But it doesn't.
Anyway, he's shaking the bloody rattler in front of me for about 2 minutes while I'm trying to get the money out of the machine. And I said to him, you're harassing me, Mr. Italian beggar. You're harassing me. I want your name. I'm going to give your name to the guards. You know what his name is?
No.
Giovanni Change.
All that story led up to that.
Long story.
It was a long story.
I could have cut that a lot shorter, couldn't I?
You could.
There's no need to mention Zara. That bit's true, by the way.
Which?
I did buy my summer clothes for next year.
Already?
Yeah, already.
You fool of a man.
Oh, no wonder. You know what? This is.
But that whole story led up to Giovanni Change.
So the ticks that listen to this won't even get that joke. So he's an Italian beggar.
Yeah.
How are ya? I need the money for the pasta. Yeah?
That's what he said, yeah.
And his name was Giovanni Change.
You're a fool of a man.
So getting back to the clothes, my clothes, my khaki all-in-one suit.
That'll be out of date next year, yeah, that one, yeah.
By the way, and I have to tell you, guess what's in Zara that's fashionable now for men?
What?
You're not going to believe this. So I bought the khaki clothes, yeah?
Yeah.
And they're all, I got the wife to, when I got home last night, my wife was sucking away.
Oh, on a vacuum bag.
On a vacuum bag.
Oh, they're brilliant, yeah.
So I put them into a vacuum bag, they're above the closet.
Sorry, have you just heard about vacuum bags?
I never knew they existed.
2010 is on the phone for you.
Oh, hang on, let me answer.
Yeah, 2010.
Hang on, show him answer. Hello, by 2010. Giovanni Change. Giovanni Change. I didn't know they existed. I arrived in last night from after playing football.
Yeah.
And there's my wife on her knees in the bedroom sucking away.
Yeah. With the Hoover.
With the Hoover. Yeah. With the Hoover. And they literally flattened down to...
Duh.
Game changer, lads. Vacuum bags.
So that's two things this week you've discovered.
Vacuum bags. You can get them in Home Store and More, my wife has told me. You can get 5 for €10. But when they're gone...
They're gone.
They're definitely gone.
So you discovered this week vacuum bags and that you can actually charge your phone wirelessly on a plate.
Oh, sorry. Did someone ring me here? Yeah. Ah, how are you? How are you? How are things? It's Andrew, our friend Andrew.
Andrew. Oh, what does he want?
Andrew. Giovanni Change. Just hung up.
Oh.
Bonnie Blue, to answer the question.
Yeah.
Would you?
No.
If you were, I'm telling you now, if you were a single man, yeah? Yeah?
Yeah.
If you, in another life, yeah?
No, I wouldn't be interested.
No, if you were a single man, yeah? You would be on that stairs.
No, I wouldn't.
Oh, you would.
No.
Not in that shirt.
Opinions matter. Opinions matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon.
Can I be honest about, this is going to come across.
Is this a perverted conversation?
Not really, no.
Because I'm not really comfortable. Two men sitting in a studio in a hotel talking about masturbation. I'm just saying, I'm just putting it out there.
But okay? We're fully clothed.
It doesn't matter. Please move on to something different.
How women do that on women's podcasts all the time.
I don't care.
I heard Joanne McNally, I happened to come across her podcast the other day, and she said something on her podcast that if one of us said... We'd be cancelled.
Oh.
Cancelled. And she was talking about, I'll try and do the impression. Hi guys, so I just had my Botox there the other day. She doesn't have an English accent. What did I do with an English accent? She's from Killiney. Hi guys, just had me Botox. No, she's not English. Anyway, she's talking about that she had Botox done.
Yeah.
And her mother was giving out to her, asking her, why did you get Botox? And she said, the reason she gets Botox done is so she can ride men half her age. Now, can you imagine if a man said that?
That's true.
So let's try it the other way. So you asked me, Jesus, Jeremy, your face looks very young. Go ahead.
God, Jeremy, your face looks very, very young. What did you do?
I had Botox last week.
Why are you getting Botox?
I literally had Botox last week. Went to the clinic.
Yeah.
And I got Botox done.
Why are you getting it done?
18 injections in different parts of my face.
Okay, why?
I'm glowing.
Why?
So I can have sex with women half my age.
Oh, you'll have to edit that out of the podcast.
See, it sounds different when it comes from a man.
It does. It sounds very... Can I just tell you, by the way, just looking
by
at...
By the way, hang on.
Just looking at the state of you, you probably should get Botox. Have you ever looked in the mirror? Honestly. Take a quick look. Here's our studio mirror. Look. Have a look. Look at the fucking head on that.
Look at the head. It's a podcast. People can't see.
Well, no. Theatre of the mind.
Anyway, sorry. It would be weird for me to have sex with a woman half my age because a woman half my age is 18. So... I'd have nothing.
A woman half your age is 18.
Yeah, do the math. You have a calculator there on your phone. Do the math.
Do the what?
Do the math.
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 M-A-T-H. What the fuck happened to the S?
No, it's math.
It's not.
It actually is math.
Here in Ireland, we call it maths.
No, math.
No, you fool of a man.
The word is math.
No.
Do the math.
Americans call it math.
Do the math. That's
do the maths.
So a woman half my age will be 18, so yeah, that is freaky. Anyway, on the night that I got married, I get turned on by money as well. I'm driven by money. I mean, like, if I'm feeling down, I'll just go onto Permanent TSB app, yeah?
Yeah.
And I'll put in the...
And then you see the size of your mortgage and...
What's the front?
The small size of your wages.
And I look
surely
at,
that's depressing.
And I look at the balance. Now, it's not huge, but I just like looking at my balance. Do you never look at your balance?
No, not really.
And go,
no.
Today's a good day.
No, not really, no.
Anyway, on the night of my honeymoon, no, my wedding. What's the thing called the night of the wedding? The wedding night, is that what it's called?
But that is what it's called.
Okay, thanks. Is there another name for it?
The wedding night.
Is that really what it's called?
Yeah.
So on the night of our wedding.
On your wedding night, yeah.
Oh, yeah, okay. On... The wedding night, this doesn't sound right. Back up in the room.
Would you get on with
back
it?
Back up in the room, yeah?
Yeah.
Went back up into the room and wife is looking gorgeous. Had all the hair done and the white dress.
She wasn't gorgeous by midnight. Jesus, she'd been hanging around all day.
She actually improved hours went on. Or maybe it was that I was drinking as the hours went on.
Yeah. Well, anyway.
No, like you, I didn't get drunk on
my wedding
night.
Would you get on with it?
So she said, come on, let's Hop on the big four poster bed. You know the hotel we got married in.
Yeah.
Beautiful,
yeah. Lovely
hotel.
Lovely place.
So you've never been in that hotel.
I was.
You wouldn't be let inside the front door.
What?
That hotel. It's exclusive.
Yeah, I've been in it.
Fingerprint ID to get into the place. Yeah, you couldn't get into.
Anyway, come on.
Four poster bed. She says, "Hop up here, Jeremy, and let's do it as a married couple." And I was about to get onto the bed, and then I saw all the cards that I got for the wedding. I said, no, my dear. I cannot make love to you.
Don't tell me on your wedding night that you sat there opening all the cards and sprinkling all the money around the room.
Fucking A. Fucking A, as they say in America.
You sad man.
Fucking A. Yep.
You literally opened all the cards on your wedding night.
By the way, people listening to this will go, that couldn't have possibly happened. Let me assure you, that's exactly what happened. So there was a couple of people, by the way, we got married abroad.
Yeah.
There was a couple of people who brought like sets of cutlery over. Like, why the fuck did you do that? The weight of that on the plane. Why didn't you just give us? We want money. Anybody that's getting married does not want cutlery. Okay?
I don't think so. No.
We got a set of pastry forks. You know what a pastry fork is?
Oh, those little tiny oaks.
Yeah. Never used them. Absolutely never used them. Anyway, she says, Jeremy, hop on board. This is going to be the night of your life.
And it was because you opened all the cards.
So I said, I can't. Look at those cards. I need to know what's in them. So I sat down at the, just picture this. So Mrs. D is on the bed.
Yeah.
Come and take me. Yeah.
That's what she said.
She actually didn't say, she said, let's get this out of the way, I suppose. Literally what she said.
That's more like
that's actually the truth. Let's get it. Oh, God. Let's just do it. And me sat at the end of the bed, yeah, in my boxer shorts.
Yeah.
Literally opening
the cards.
And I have to be honest with you, ladies and gentlemen, this may make me sound like a sad man.
It already does, can I just tell you.
It's about to get worse. I actually got turned on. I got aroused opening all the money out of the cards. So there I was with the cards in one pile, yeah?
Yeah.
My phone in the other hand, the calculator opening. My wife's about to fall asleep, yeah?
Oh, you sad, like, sad bastard.
If you're not on this bed in 5 minutes, the ship is sailed.
I'm ripping another envelope. Hang on.
And I have to be honest with you. I really have to be honest with you. I got aroused opening all those cards. It's a beautiful thing. When you open the... So you open the card, yeah?
That is...
You open the card.
Yeah.
And you see 150 quid.
I know, it's great.
Like, oh my God.
So what happened then? Did she fall asleep?
No, I'm going to be honest with you. There was about 30 cards, I'd say. We made a lot of wonga, yeah?
Yeah.
People say wonga for money.
No, nobody does.
Okay. We made a lot of wonga that night. And I have to be honest with you. I think I performed better in bed that night because of the wonga. Literally threw the wonga all over the bed.
Oh, stop making a fool of yourself.
I'm not making a fool of myself.
The amount of people who can't actually believe...
I'd say that happens in every marriage.
What, before you... So you're actually in bed together.
Yeah.
Your first time as a married couple.
Yeah. No, but it wasn't the first time we'd ever done it. We've been doing it for years.
No, I know that, but some people fall asleep on that night.
Like, well, my mother and your mother probably lost their virginity on their wedding night.
Allegedly, yeah. Yeah.
What?
Well, that's the claim.
Oh, no, yours was pregnant on the wedding
night.
Oh, she was.
No.
I've done the math.
No, she wasn't, actually.
She actually was.
I had this conversation with her only a few weeks ago before she passed away.
She
denies all knowledge.
Well, she's not going to admit it, is she? I saw the wedding photographs of your mum. She was a couple of months gone.
Oh, don't say that.
Was it you or who's the older?
I'm the eldest.
You were there.
Yeah. Anyway, can we move on with things?
So the point is, if you want to get turned on...
Open your wedding cards first.
Open your wedding cards. It's a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful...
Oh, you are a sad, sad man.
For those of you... listen, it's a pity this is an audio podcast because you can't see, but I got my hair done yesterday.
What did you get done to it?
I got it done. My stylist... I've gone to a new stylist, so...
No, sorry, this is a visual, this is an audio podcast, yeah? But can I just say you've less hair than you ever had?
Well, obviously, because it's been cut.
Yeah, but you've only, like, four strands.
But anyway, Homer Simpson.
Yeah.
Anyway, my stylist that I went to yesterday for the first time, Natasha's her name. Say hello to Natasha.
Hi, Natasha.
I'd never cut my hair before, by the way.
So, a stylist, can I just say, you know, is somebody who, you know, makes your hair look different ways because,
It looks completely different.
It doesn't look any different.
She styled it in a way that it's never been styled. Thank you, Natasha, for making me look.
What did she do?
She did a taper fade. I don't know what that is.
Your young fella said that.
Yeah, he gets those two. I got a taper fade. And a four blended into a five. No idea what this is. Anyway, as Natasha was cutting my hair yesterday, it took about an hour and a half, by the way. That's actually true.
What the fuck was she doing having coffee?
No, she's a proper stylist.
But she didn't know style. There's, oh, don't. There is no
sorry,
change.
Sorry. Don't call Natasha's professionalism into question.
She must have been off having a cup of tea for the whole hour and a half.
An hour and a half I was in that chair with Natasha. Anyway, Natasha got chatting and she found out who I was. And she was like, oh, we have a celebrity in the house. And all the people turned around and it was very embarrassing, actually.
Wait, who's the celebrity?
Me. And Natasha said, gave me a compliment and gave you a compliment. And she said, lads, I love your podcast.
Oh, that's the way she speaks?
What? Yeah, I love your podcast.
Oh.
What?
Yeah, come on anyway. Sorry, come on. Continue. Yeah, I love your podcast.
Yeah, in a normal Dublin accent. Your podcast.
Yeah.
And she says, the two of yous could debate anything.
Yeah.
And she asked us to put it to the test today and see if we could debate anything. So we put this up on Facebook earlier and we got listeners to. So you don't know what the subject is that I... So we have to debate a subject for 2 minutes, yeah?
Okay,
so get the stopwatch ready.
Yeah.
I just want to prove to you guys how difficult our job actually is. All of you lickers that listen to this podcast think you could do this job easily, don't they?
Yeah, possibly.
But it is actually very difficult to talk for 2 minutes about random subjects and debate random subjects, okay?
Well, mind you, if you listen to our weekend edition of Opinions Matter, which somebody is right now. Yeah.
Lots of people, actually.
Random shite. Well, in fact, that's how I describe it in the title.
Well, Natasha said she's going to listen to your podcast at the weekend as well.
Okay, very
that's
good.
Exactly what she said.
Opinions Matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon.
So we have to debate this subject, okay?
Go on, get on with it.
2 minutes and have a remedy. Ready to start the clock?
Yep, okay, go.
Elephant trunks.
Oh, they're very long.
They're not actually long.
They're long enough.
Sorry, have you ever seen a long elephant trunk?
Yeah.
No. Sorry, elephant trunks are actually, the maximum an elephant trunk is actually a metre long. That's not very long at all.
That is long.
Hanging out of your face.
But elephants can do everything with their trunks.
Like what? What can an elephant do with his trunk?
They can clean themselves.
Oh, yeah, they spray water out of them,
don't they?
Yeah, they
can clean themselves. They can drink water.
Yeah.
Do they eat?
Does an elephant trunk have teeth in it?
No, it has grippers, though.
Grippers? What's a gripper?
It's like your arsehole.
My arsehole can't...
Close and open.
Sorry, what sort of arsehole?
It's like your mouth.
What sort of arsehole? An elephant's trunk is like an arsehole.
Yeah, it closes and opens.
So they fart to a trunk?
They can grab things. They can grab things and then shove them into their gobs.
What?
Yeah.
Is that so? They've teeth within their trunks, have they?
No, they've teeth in their
mouth. There's actually a bar in town, and I don't know the name of the bar. I'm sure someone will know what it is. And when you go into the male toilets, over each toilet cubicle, it has a big elephant trunk.
I've seen them. Yeah.
What jacks is that?
It's in a few actually.
And the idea is that the elephants. Now, my penis does resemble an elephant trunk.
Well, just limp.
Just limp with hair on the end of it, a bit grey. A bit flaccid. and I once got a pineapple stuck up there as well.
Oh, it's your own business.
2 minutes nearly up.
Yeah, 2 minutes is up.
Oh, my God. That was...
Okay, we were able to debate elephant trunks for 2 minutes.
Does the elephant have... No, I know that the time is finished. Does the elephant have sex with its trunk? Or does it have a penis as well?
He has a penis as well. Well, he does if he's a boy elephant.
So does a female elephant not have a trunk?
She does.
Okay.
Anyway.
Here's the other subject you have to talk about, okay?
Okay.
2 minutes, you ready?
2 minutes starting from now.
Ponytails on men.
I hate them. I absolutely hate them. There is no style to any man with a ponytail.
No, I'm not a judgmental person.
You are, though. I just said I hate them.
As you know, I'm not a judgmental person, but I judge men when they have ponytails.
Is it because you're incapable of growing a ponytail?
No, that's the only part of my head I probably could grow hair on. And in fact, my stylist, Natasha... hi, Natasha. Say hi.
How are you, Natasha, again?
Has suggested to me that I should grow a ponytail.
And what's stopping you?
I think, and this may be a bit controversial, I think men with ponytails look like predators.
Predators? No, I wouldn't go that far. I just said I hate them. Yeah. Now you have them in the deviant category.
It's a bit predatory, isn't it?
Predatory to have a little ponytail.
When I think of a man with a ponytail, I think of a man who runs a lap dancing club. How are you, girls? How are you, girls? Let's see as our dances tonight.
I have no doubt there was one of our listeners listening today who's male and has a ponytail in his head.
Yeah.
And you're saying...
Where else would he have a ponytail other than on his head? But
the point is, you're saying you... listener of ours listening right now, You are a predator.
I know. That's what you just said. Say because it could possibly sue me. No, I'm saying it looks predatory.
How can something look predatory?
When I see a ponytail in a man, I think predatory. Absolute predatory. Like ponytails. I used to say ponytails with your man. What was your man's name? The old country singer.
Willie Nelson. How did I know that from that noise?
Because it was a great impression of Willie. What song did he sing? Why men say?
Yeah, he sang
only
that.
Only fools rush in.
He sang it much better than that.
He probably didn't. When I think of it, that's the only man that can carry a ponytail.
So Willie Nelson, he gets away with it.
But he's dead.
I know, but he got away with it.
Any other man, predator.
It's a bit harsh, I have to say. Peter Stringfellow had one.
And so did your... Yes, he did, Angela, actually. And your man had one as well.
Who?
Oh, yes, me friends. Hang on, me friends.
Who's that?
Ah, me friends. Ah, it's a lovely cup of cha, me friends. Let me open the newspapers, me friends. What's in the news today?
Oh, Jerry.
Jerry Ryan. Yeah, Jerry Ryan had a ponytail.
Only for a time.
No, I'm not suggesting Jerry Ryan was...
I was about to say.
No, I'm not suggesting Jerry Ryan was every predatory. But when I see it in men, that was in the 90s when it was acceptable. Any man in 2025 or 26,
yeah,
that has... Oh, Michael Bolton has one as well. Not a predator.
Okay, now one final debate, yeah?
Yeah.
This is what one of our listeners wants us to debate.
Oh, Sir Mark, ponytails definitely make you look like a predator. I had long hair and my job wanted me to put in a ponytail, so I cut my hair. Now, I have to ask, what sort of job would want you to look like a predator? What sort of job is that?
Okay, finally, very quickly, one of our listeners wants to debate the following, yeah?
Yeah.
Why every episode Jeremy mentions something sexual about himself? Go.
That's actually not true at all.
That's 2 minutes starting from now.
Okay, name the last time I've mentioned something sexual about myself.
Just earlier on.
What did I say?
I was getting on the bed and I was horny because there was money floating
around. I didn't use the word horny.
Your juices were flowing or something.
I didn't say... My juices haven't flowed since...
My wife was lying on the bed gagging for it and again, I just wanted to count money.
Didn't use any words. I haven't... By the way, my juices haven't flowed since 1996.
Oh, right. So is that why you talk about it so much?
I'm as dry as the Sahara.
So come on, that's what he wants to know. Why every episode Jeremy mentions something sexual about himself. Continue.
But what did I mention sexual in this episode?
You already did. Your wedding night. Raring to go.
Yeah, but that's everything. Everybody does it in...
No. Sexual.
Oh, you can't talk about sex anymore.
You talked about masturbation earlier on.
That's a natural thing.
But you keep doing it.
I've only mentioned masturbation once.
You need a ponytail.
I need a ponytail.
Because you're predatory. Every episode Jeremy mentions something sexual about himself.
Give me names.
Graz sent that.
That's a fake account.
What?
Oh, yeah. Our team have worked out that's a fake account.
A fake account. From somebody wanting to write that.
That's actually you that set up that account.
It wasn't me.
Yeah, that's a fake account. That person doesn't actually exist. I don't talk about sex or my bodily functions all the time.
Somebody wants us, when we're renewing Jeremy's contract for the podcast, make sure to add the clause where he can't speak.
Well, Sean, I write the contracts because I actually own the company.
Oh, you own the company.
Like, does Donald Trump have to write a contract for the Trump Corporation? He is. I'm the Donald Trump.
You are not.
Oh, Willie Nelson isn't dead. Jesus.
Poor Willie.
Oh, God. Did we say he looked
better? You did say.
No, I didn't. I said it doesn't on him. Hang on, let me see.
Yeah.
He is dead.
What?
He's dead donkey's ears.
Since when?
Oh, no, sorry, he's 92. Can I just finish off by saying this?
Happy birthday, Willie.
Willie Nelson. Is 92.
Yeah.
What else did he sing? Didn't he sing that one?
Ring of Fire. Is that him?
No, that was the other fella.
Who was that?
Roy Orbison.
No, Ring of Fire.
Willie Nelson.
No, Willie Nelson
has very hairy hands and hairy arms. Look at the hair on his arms. But can I just say something about Willie Nelson? What other song did he sing?
Ring of Fire, I just said.
He must have had. What was his big hit?
Ring of Fire.
I fell into the burning ring of fire.
Oh, I know the song you sang. On the road again. I'm on the road again.
Oh, no, that was Johnny Cash who sang Ring of Fire. I don't know any of this music.
On the road again. That's the song he sings. I'm on the road again.
And you were always on my mind. That's it.
Oh, yeah, you're always on my mind. Anyway, I just want to say, I just Googled a picture of Willie Nelson.
Yeah.
Willie Nelson is not a predator, by the way.
I'm glad to hear that.
He's the only one that can carry off a ponytail. Willie Nelson is 92 and he fucking looks younger than you. He actually looks better than you.
Well, if he looks better than me, then he looks 10 times better than you.
Actually, a 92-year-old looks younger than you. You're
a fool of a
decrepit
man.
Decrepit you are.
Anyway, would you stop talking about sex on the show every single day?
Jesus, people texting in all the Willie Nelson songs. I don't know any. Do you know Crying in the Rain?
No.
Do you know Spanish Angels?
No.
What I can't go on till we find out Willie Nelson's biggest hits, yeah? Hang on. Biggest hits. What was his biggest hit?
Go on.
Of all time. I don't know any song.
Nice to
Railroad Lady.
One of my favourites.
Oh, you like Railroad Ladies,
don't
you?
I know, I love that one. That's
Whiskey River. Whiskey River. Like that.
That's a brilliant song.
Anything with booze and
Blue
title,
Eyes Crying in the Rain. No, I don't know any of them. Jesus.
Anyway. Good Hearted Woman.
Yeah, I'm sure I'd know it if I heard it, but I don't really have a collection.
Heartaches of a Fool.
No.
How is that man made a living with shite like that? Shite.